All I can tell you is in our NCI SWOG study 1513, which completed accrual and we hope to present at ASCO 2019, we used FOLFIRI in second line. It was FOLFIRI plus minus a PARP inhibitor in pancreatic cancer. And at least that will be a contemporary study that was randomized, prospective. It will get us what the result is with FOLFIRI in second line, and maybe it will help tell whether there is any difference between the two. I personally don't think it's going to be a big difference. That's my gut feeling. But, you know, the argument of using liposomal irinotecan is potentially better pharmacokinetic availability, more higher drug levels. But we do know that the toxicities are similar. The incidence of grade 3-4 diarrhea is still about 13-15%, which is what we see with FOLFIRI. So I'm not sure that side effects are necessarily better with NALIRI. I think the efficacy may be comparable, but we don't know yet.
So this patient, as you said, unfortunately did not respond, but how did the patient tolerate the treatment?
She had some grade 3 diarrhea, but after she developed the diarrhea, we intensified our supportive care with implementing diphenoxylate, atropine, and even tincture of opium, and she was able with dose reduction to tolerate it. So diarrhea was a main problem, but we were able to control it. So no major problems in terms of tolerability.